Brilliance Audio. Broadway Butterfly by Sarah DeVello. Performed by Jordan Cobb. Author's note. Broadway Butterfly chronicles a true crime that gripped the nation in 1923. I carefully researched this case for several years, interviewing professors, police officers, and other subject matter experts, while amassing over 1,500 distinct pieces of research. My intention in writing this book is to honor the truth of this story and the very real people involved. An essential part of telling this story required incorporating the racism, sexism, ethnic prejudice, socioeconomic power dynamics, and corruption of the time, including the offensive attitudes and language of the time. These in no way reflect my own beliefs or moral values. 1923. Chapter 1. March 15th, 11 a.m. Manhattan, Midtown. There was never a good day for a murder, but reading about one was a very good way to pass the morning commute, Ella Bradford decided, as she turned page 4 of the New York Daily News. Like most of the city, she'd been following the Petite Wells trial, in which a ruffian innkeeper had been shot by his mistress, the DA alleged. By himself, the defense insisted. And Ella found herself thinking the distinctly unchristian thought, that man probably deserved it. While nobody wanted to find themselves at the business end of a shotgun, maybe the hard-drinking wastrel who'd found himself in exactly that undesirable spot had earned his way there. Ella folded the paper, careful not to get ink on the folks sitting on either side of her, just as the train screeched into the 59th Street station, which sent everyone aboard careening into their neighbor. The passengers rose. There were plenty of seats this time of day, one of the benefits of working for a scandalous flapper who kept scandalous hours, and crushed toward the doors. Ella let the white lady next to her go ahead, even though she didn't have to, and the white lady didn't seem to notice. New York wasn't segregated, which still seemed strange, even after 3 years. Back when she'd first moved up north, the city had overwhelmed her. How big, how many people, how fast, even the number of exits at each subway stop. But now Ella hurried up the stairs just as quick and confident as everyone else, in her factory-made wool coat with the fine fur collar, which she'd gotten brand new at Orbach's on 14th Street. She sure had come a long way since she'd sat in the colored waiting room to board the colored car back in Jacksonville, with no idea what life would be like once she got here, 1,000 miles and a world away. As she crossed Central Park West and cut down 7th Avenue toward Miss Dottie's, she couldn't help but feel like things had finally fallen into place. Even though it was hard to hand her baby, James Jr., who they called June for short, over for day boarding each morning, she was thankful to have a job, let alone a good one in Midtown, and to be able to send money back home. She stopped off for eggs to make that souffle Mr. Marshall loved so much before he went away for another month. She plunked the money on the counter. It gave her a small thrill, knowing there was 10 times that in her purse. Miss Dottie gave her the whole house allowance as soon as she got it from Mr. Marshall. Nobody trusted the help like that, especially if they were Negro. But Miss Dottie trusted her with all the money, just like she trusted her with all her secrets. Ella tucked her chin deeper into her collar as she hurried the last 2 blocks. She still wasn't
Sample complete. Ready to continue?